Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're reading from Pat Stewart's book, Love Stories, copyright 2025, which is soon to be released on Amazon. You'll hear more about that in the coming weeks. This week's podcast is all about rules. When the behaviors of your seven children, mostly teenagers, affect your normal daily routine during the summer months, rules are a must. Clearly, these rules were implemented because of what was not being done in the Stewart house. Here we go. Part 2, Connecting, Summer Rules. Because of circumstances spiraling out of control, I found it necessary to take action in the summer of 1972. With seven children running around the house, including four who were teenagers and three who were preteens, I attempted to establish rules of order. I posted the following document on the kitchen bulletin board on the first day school was out. Summer Rules. The rule for this summer is responsibility for one's own place in this home. The ordinary chores will be done once. Thereafter, the person who is responsible for a mess, a meal missed, clutter anywhere, is to clean, dust, or whatever. If a meal is missed, you must cook, put away everything used, clean up the stove, counter, or table, just as was done at the regular time. These things are to be done without reminders, without griping, etc. They are to be done as often as needed, such as scrubbing the bathroom or kitchen floor as often as you have messed it up. Remember, everyone is entitled to a vacation, not just the people who go to school. 1. Breakfast is over at 8 a.m. After that, you are to observe the above rules on eating. Lunch is at 11:30 a.m. Same rules as breakfast. 2. When I am out on errands, anyone who wants to may go. Persons at home are to see that the house is in the same condition as when I left. 3. Anyone desiring to learn to cook may do so under supervision. You may prepare meals or parts of meals. Cleanup is part of cooking. Anyone depleting the supply of cookies is responsible for replacing it by supplying cookies or supplies and doing the baking. 4. Any activities that require a mess will not be tolerated unless a guarantee is made to clean up. 5. Each person is to clean up his or her room at least once a week, more often if necessary. Each room will have to be done in the summer, including the curtains and waxing the floor with help. 6. The phone is limited to 2 15-minute personal calls a day. If this time limit is ignored, no calls will be allowed. Phone calls are not to be made or received after 9 p.m. If necessary, notify the proper people of this ugly restriction so they will be able to reach you at a reasonable hour. 7. I will keep my usual routine. If household chores interfere with sleep, I will make arrangements so the person who sleeps late can. However, they will be required to perform the chore that was omitted. 8. The hours from 1 to 3 p.m. are Andy's nap time, my rest time, and quiet time. Therefore, the kitchen and living room are off limits. Do not use any of the facilities in these rooms during these hours. Do not run in and out or up and down. Keep noise levels at a minimum. Jack had an older brother named Paul. Paul loved using his ham radio to talk to truckers on the road and to his many friends in St. Joe, Missouri. Next week, join us for WA0PDJ, the radio handle by which he was best known, and find out how he used the radio to save a life. Next week, right here.